Fall is my favorite time of year. You can watch the vegetation change color, both the trees and the grasses around here. And you can see animals migrate, especially the geese that V up and head south. It's a little easier to miss one of the feathered transients that I always notice about now, gulls. When I was a kid, we lumped all gulls together under one all-encompassing name, seagulls, which I never quite understood given that we were just about as far from the ocean as you could get. When we were cultivating fields on the farm where I grew up, they'd follow us along behind whatever implement we were pulling, sometimes in the hundreds. They'd feed on worms and bugs and rodents, and it seems just about anything we'd stir up in the soil. Nowadays, I most often watch gulls soaring way up in the fall sky, chasing insects in thermal updrafts. According to Bill Busby, an ornithologist at the Kansas Biological Survey, nearly 20 different species of gulls have been recorded in Kansas at one time or another. For the most part, the gulls that you see around here this time of year are Franklin's gulls. They're generally white or gray, with a partially black head and a black bill. Less common are ring-billed gulls. They're bigger than Franklin's gulls and have, as you might expect, a ring around the tip of their beak. They're particularly partial to garbage dumps. Busby points out that gulls are, like humans, highly adaptable. They can handle a range of environments, from the pristine Flint Hills to more urban settings. The name gull is related to a Celtic word for whale, which is pretty easy to understand when you listen to their characteristic cry, and their name is the source of the word gullible, a term applied to people who, like gulls, will swallow just about anything. Franklin's gulls spend the summer in the prairies and marshes of Canada, where they breed. They winter way to the south along the Pacific coastline of South America or the Caribbean. Franklin's gulls are named after Sir John Franklin, who led an 1823 expedition in which one was captured. Franklin disappeared during a search for the Northwest Passage through the Arctic in 1845. Apparently, Franklin's gulls were sometimes referred to inaccurately as prairie doves, though I've never heard anybody use that term around here. Busby says they congregate in huge numbers in the fall. A 500,000 were reported once at Cheney Reservoir near Wichita during one October migration. A large proportion of the world's gull population passes through Kansas twice a year. As with just about every species of water-loving bird around here, gulls can be found in great numbers at Cheyenne Bottoms in central Kansas during the spring and fall migration. It's not unusual to see as many as 100,000 there at one time. You can also find them in nearby reservoirs or wetlands, or you can just look up. Check out the fall sky. You might see them or hear their cries as they pass through Kansas on their way south, avoiding the winter that the rest of us just endure.